You're listening to the Online Empire Academy broadcast, where you'll discover some of the best and most creative ways to provide for your family and get started on your journey to entrepreneurship. No crazy get-rich-quick schemes, no living in a van down by the river with your family while you build your business. If you want real, actionable, and proven entrepreneur ideas that you can use right now, join us for free at theonlineempireacademy.com. Now, here are your hosts, Brett Bartlett and Dean Soto.
Hey, welcome to the Online Empire Academy podcast. This is Dean Soto and
Brett Bartlett.
And we are here once again in front of your shop, man.
We're now sitting on something that's our bench.
It's our bench. How sweet is this?
A little engraving right here, and it'll say Dean and Brett's podcast bench.
It's sweet. I love it. All right, Brett. So last week we talked about partnership and why partnering is one of the best things that you can do for your business. Obviously, you need to find a good partner for that. One really cool thing happened the last time that we, since the last time we talked to now, and what was that?
Well, to take a step back from that real quick, a lot of people teach how to do things, but they don't actually do it every day. And so a cool thing about this podcast is we're probably not the best at giving you the best infotainment, right? Mm-hmm. And having it produced perfectly, everything like that. But as far as our content goes, we are probably one of the few people that actually executes on what we're talking about every single day and is dependent on building a business around that information. So that's kind of on your point, Dean. When we talk about certain things, it's just we're talking from experience, where I think most people are talking theoretical.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, the fact of the matter is we're sitting on a bench very romantically in front of your shop that has built its success based on things like partnering.
Right.
I mean, the fact that shop is so small, there's no way you can house all the stuff that you actually sell. Mm-hmm. Yet, that's your main hub. You have all these other partners that are able to take the brunt of your inventory, that are able to process a lot of your inventory. You have me as a partner doing the online stuff. You have all these different things going on. And it's not as though we're just saying, hey, go write that ebook on how to write an ebook.
Yes, and learn how to code, and then learn how to upload that to Kindle. And then, you know, that's a terrible process.
And then you'll make millions and millions of dollars passively right. While you sleep.
Right.
So that's really cool. So one thing that happened while we were doing our thing was we made a new partnership potentially,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. So last time we talked, it just really unfortunately what a lot of people teach, and this is a recap, is here's how you do this, right? And instead, it should really be like, here's the problem or opportunity, how are you going to solve that problem or opportunity, right? And that's how I view things. So an opportunity kind of presented itself where we could sell coffee to an existing audience, and I only know how to brew coffee and I know nothing about the pipeline. I know nothing about the cost. I literally know nothing past where to go buy coffee, like from a retail store. And so instead of learning that, right, and trying to duplicate it, I literally sent one email to a person that's amazing so far in just a brief amount of time. We've gotten to know him, and he's a coffee expert, and he owns a coffee business. And I just said, hey, we'd love to partner up with you and build a win-win. We think we have an audience, and we can private label your coffee. You know, would you want to team up on this? And sure enough, he's like, well, I don't only want to team up. It's kind of like we're all in this together. And so we're doing a joint venture partnership and launching it together.
Which is cool. It is exactly what we were talking about the last podcast, that we are not necessarily doing the brunt of the production, I should say, right, of this coffee stuff. Because, like you said, you have no idea how to make coffee, and you even have problems brewing coffee. And so the fact of the matter is, we would have probably spent, because I have no idea either, we would have probably spent, what, year, two yeah. years figuring yeah. out the supply chain, figuring right. out how to get beans from Guatemala or wherever right. they come from, all those different things. Whereas one email that probably took you, what, 10 seconds to send
right.
off
right.
to this guy created a brand new arm of your business, right. brand new arm of what we're doing together. And not only that, it solidified someone who is I don't know, someone that seems like will add a ton of value, not even just from the coffee side, but to in our overall plans for our side of the business, your side of the business, and so on.
Right. And I think a key thing that you'd have to backtrack on and why that was such an easy email and response process, prior to that, we had dedicated our time to helping develop one of his passions mm-hmm. and what he wants to move forward on. And so when we reached out and said, hey, can you help us with this? It wasn't like how many emails do you get like, hey, oh, yeah. what's up? My name's so-and-so and I want you to tell me this, 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 and this, and this. And it's like, no, we're good.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. there's no, what's the win-win in that?
Yeah.
It's just a one-way relationship.
Yeah. We get, in fact, I got that not too long ago where it's just someone that says, hey, I'm starting on Amazon and can you give me some tips on this, this, and this, and this, and this? And I'm just like, okay, well, first off, not that, and I'm not trying to toot my own horn or your horn or whatever. First off, we're really busy.
Right.
So to just come and say, you know, gimme, 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 gimme,
right.
is a little bit just off-putting in the first place.
Right.
Plus, you're already signed up for our free stuff that we have at theonlineempireacademy.com, which is a whole course on how to do all that stuff.
Right.
It would behoove you, if you're going to talk to anyone, especially someone who is influential or someone who has a lot of money, it always has to be, like you said, that win-win
right.
when it comes to it. In fact, we were just talking about possibly buying somebody's product
right.
in order to go and meet them. Right. They're having a live event.
Right.
Buying something from them that might be expensive, but it still gives you access to them. It's your
right.
your way of saying, hey, I'm going to give to you before I even ask
right.
anything.
Right, exactly.
And that's something, too, that I kind of want to lead into when it comes to actually providing value to people. So, Brett, in your opinion, what is more profitable? Information products or physical products? You like that segue into there? That's just kind of stopped and went right into some other topic.
Well, my best way to answer that is you have to take your situation and assess it. And so I'll give two examples. One is more likely and one is less likely. Okay. So to answer your question, you're asking what's a better way to start a business, or if you're going to start a business, is it better to start selling information or start selling physical products? Because there's a lot of conflicting information. And so let's build two hypotheticals. Let's do the less likely hypothetical real fast. That you're a person that has an audience base. And when I say an audience base, I'm going to use 1,000 people. Okay. 1,000 people that want to hear from you. Literally cannot wait to hear from you. If you're a person that has 1,000 people that cannot wait to hear from you, it would be extremely lucrative for you to develop some information product. Okay. And that's just basically bundling information together in a way that 1,000 people can receive it in whatever way you want to do it. I'm not even going to go into all those different platforms, and then you sell them that, you know, bundled amount of information. That is probably maybe 0.01% of you listen to this podcast, because I know how hard it is to develop 1,000 people who want to listen to you.
Yep.
More likely you're where we all start, and you maybe have 5 people that includes your grandma, your aunt, your cousin, and your wife, right? That's your network. If you're on that side, I think selling physical products is a much easier move and less invasive to people. And it's just a perception of what people have. They understand that a pound of coffee costs what a pound of coffee does,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
And so it's not this weird thing that you have to talk them into. It's a lot easier to move them forward on buying a possible physical product than it is on information.
That's good. That's a good point. that that people have an inherent value of something. Like, I know how much coffee should cost. If it's something that's really, really high-end gourmet, yes, I would pay more. But generally, I have a good idea of what the common cost of coffee is.
Right.
So if I were to, say, private label a thing of coffee, or if I were to, even if for some reason I knew how to make coffee
right.
grinds and was growing them in my backyard, or if that's even possible, I'm not sure, I could put all that together, and then slap a price tag on it and say, hey guys, you know, I just want to let you know that I'm making my own coffee. I'm willing to give some samples to you, and if you like it, it costs X amount of dollars.
Right.
A lot less invasive than, say, developing a $47 ebook.
Right.
Going to your family and saying, hey grandma, I'm going to teach you how to make money blogging. It's only going to cost you $47.
Right.
Give me your credit card.
Right. She's like, how do you turn on that computer?
Yeah. Well, actually, it's funny because, you know, in all seriousness, we have always talked about how hard it is to sell information to people.
Right.
People that have been on our email list for 3 years.
Right.
Who trust us, who know that we are only in it to make them money.
Right.
Still come to us and say, okay, Brett, this $47 course that you have, how is this different than this other product? What are my results? What should I expect from this course? And all I want to say is, you've been with us for how many years? Why do we have to convince you anymore?
Right.
Whereas someone who wants to get a pound of coffee is going to just go buy a pound of coffee.
Right.
So what is that? Why is that happening?
Well, I think we live in a really cool time when you can test a lot of your assumptions, right? Mm-hmm. Without putting the money up front. So let's, you know, rewind 30 years ago. Let's say you did want to launch a coffee brand, right?
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to go buy the coffee, everything like that. Maybe get a shop.
Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully, you know, you're talking possibly hundreds of thousands of dollars down the line to make your product available in front of someone, right? So when you ask, you know, why is that? People now are so used to being marketed to all the time and seeing different types of products that they kind of have perceived values in their head of different products and product mm-hmm. types. And so it's not hard to justify that a pound of coffee costs $12, give or take, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I think one of the coolest things, and the reason I love physical products so much, is, you know, you take something like Kickstarter,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You can raise the money. And I've listened to a couple books that even for like venture capitalists and stuff, they don't even invest in companies now that haven't ran a successful Kickstarter campaign.
That's smart.
Yeah, it's like a precursor.
Yeah, it's a proven audience.
Yeah, yeah, and it validates your concept, it validates that you're willing to put in the work.
Mm-hmm.
But the cool thing of even a Kickstarter, let's use two examples on a Kickstarter. If you were like, hey, I'm going to develop Peruvian coffee, right?
Yeah.
That's probably an easier sell than me getting on there saying, hey, I'm going to develop a training course on how to build virtual assistants.
Yeah.
Right? Because people go, God, I buy coffee every day, or I buy coffee every week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Peruvian coffee sounds pretty dang good. I want the Peruvian coffee.
Yeah, yeah.
Where an information product, people just aren't buying that every day already, and so yeah. you're having to really convince them that sale, yeah, which is hard.
Hence why you know, on the Online Empire Academy, we have sales pages. We have these
right.
long sales pages that go through the benefits and the reasons why you need it, the reasons why you're hurting without it, and
right.
so on and so forth. Whereas for a Peruvian coffee, you put it on the shelf, or
right.
you just put it in front of somebody, and they can say, oh yeah, well,
I need a coffee. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, I mean, basically, Dean, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't even probably be selling information. Selling physical products is way easier. I mean, it's way less of a hassle, man. I mean, you talk about a headache. And so I love selling physical products. I mean, we have a lot of different arms and we sell pretty much everything under the sun now. And so what I've realized is just people don't freak out about buying a physical product. It's just way less of buyer's remorse.
Totally, totally. Well, how about somebody who's brand new? Give two scenarios real quick. One, someone who is constrained cash-wise.
Right.
How do they start selling physical products? And then also someone who has the capital to sell physical products, what can they do to actually get started if they've never done it before in their life?
Okay, so those are two good scenarios. Scenario one, someone who's cash strapped. You can get some base cash by just selling things around your house, things like that, kind of almost like doing a liquidation of your own products on eBay and Amazon. And yes, it takes work, but you should do it, which should give you some round of starting capital.
Yeah, and in fact, there's Amazon has a trade-in program too,
right,
that where you, if you go to their trade-in program, just like Google Amazon trade-in, they will actually pay you to send stuff into them, and they'll give you a gift card. So that's one way to get started.
Yeah, there's that. And then that'll give you your seed capital, which really from there, I wouldn't spend a lot of time. I'm not a big fan of reselling anymore. So I would try to develop your own product, but don't go and spend a ton of money on goods like inventory.
Mm-hmm.
Try to launch something on Kickstarter and be disciplined in the fact that if you can't launch something on Kickstarter or one of those platforms,
mm-hmm,
you don't have a validated idea, and you have to keep changing it until you can really touch that chord.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. What about someone who has cash?
Someone who has cash, my best recommendation for you, and it depends on what has cash means. So I'll give a pretty good definition of what I think someone who has cash and has the flexibility is. I think someone who has $50,000 or more to put to work right away, and they wouldn't even blink if it went away tomorrow. So I think it's a very small percentage of people. If you're one of those people, don't waste time trying to learn this yourself. Google, find an expert in the area and see if you can find a win-win for them to team up, because most of those people are looking for cash to continue growing their business. And I found like that's what happened with me.
Yeah.
People ended up finding me and they weren't even interested in learning the whole curve of how to sell products.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They were just more like, hey, here's what we can contribute, and we found a win-win. So that's what I would do with the money. There's no point, because you end up usually getting a half-baked product or a half-baked situation out of it.
That's cool. No, that's good. And this is why Brett is not an information marketer and an information seller at heart, because I was totally leading up to one of our products. I was leading up to our Power Brand Partner product.
Gotcha.
Thanks for ruining that sale, that marketing and sales technique.
Right.
But no, that's actually super cool. I love the fact that you brought that to your attention, because you actually are meeting someone sometime soon who's investing a lot of money into you because you already have the infrastructure built out and stuff. So if someone wanted to, say, create some private label products but didn't want to do anything associated with it, what is another option, Brett? Hint, hint.
One of the programs that we offer, most people spend a lot of money towards nothing, okay? And we're almost the opposite. We help them spend money on things that are validated. We're almost the reverse. We save people money, probably at our own expense, by not filling it up with crap, basically.
Yeah.
And Power Brand Partner is something that we developed in-house and used for our day-to-day to find lucrative private label products and opportunities. And essentially what we do is we've now opened that up to a small group of people to show them the products that are lucrative and wide open for opportunity. And we do it through a very intensive validation process. And so that person, if you're a person that's like, hey, I don't want to just guess out of the blue what physical products to sell, then this is for you to find out the best products to start selling online. And I will say we're probably hands down now the best at finding physical products that are profitable.
It's awesome, because there are a lot of other courses out there that teach that.
It's not a course.
Yeah. I mean, there is information as to how what the process is going through, but it's actually a service in which your staff does the entire, all the work right. involved in validating, hey, yes, this is a good product to start moving forward with. Right. In fact, if you, if they wanted to, they could actually use your shipping and everything.
Right. Well. Yep. Yeah. So it's, again, look, you have the biggest skill in being an entrepreneur, and I'm learning it, and I've learned it the hard way, is you have to start with your, there is no cookie cutter model. Okay. So you have to look at your case and look at your constraints and then make a decision based off of that. Okay. Don't get in the shiny object syndrome. Look at your situation and make a decision based off of your situation, what you're going to do moving forward. Don't, you can compare all the different information out there to decide which one you're going to move forward on, but don't just do something because so-and-so says to do it. Don't go sell a physical product because I say to go do it. That's the wrong way to assess your situation. And that's what caused me a very long time to find success, was I was just kind of following models instead of understanding where I could, you know, really thrive, because we live in Southern California, mm-hmm. specifically very close to LA, right? Yeah. And I didn't know in my back pocket the whole time I had tons and tons of partners who had connections manufacturing wise.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
always been there.
And yeah, and it's just you didn't have eyes to see.
Right.
At least
exactly.
at the time. And yeah. now that you do, you see all these opportunities that you're able to exploit them. Right. And not only that, it's not as though you're saying, hey, teach me how to talk to your manufacturer guys. Right. I want to go and meet them and do all right. this stuff. You're just like, hey, you know these guys? Help me. Right. I'll help you.
Right, exactly. So it's just, I think my greatest skill now, and the skill that I would encourage everyone listening to develop, is to learn how to assess your situation and learn how to solve the problems that are in your current situation and take it one step at a time from there.
Awesome. All right. So if you want to check out Power Brand Partner, you can go to powerbrandpartner.com. That's powerbrandpartner.com. For those who don't know what a power brand is, it's basically a private label product. And also, if you want to check out some free courses that we have at www.theonlineempireacademy.com, that's www.theonlineempireacademy.com, there are a bunch of free courses on there that you can go and use to see how to actually get started with physical product selling.
Right.
All right, man. Last words.
Last words is take 10 minutes out of your day and jot down the 5 biggest constraints that are currently holding you back from starting your own business or, you know, launching one of your dreams, and then work around those constraints. I think that's a good exercise that everyone should try to do. I do it every day.
That's awesome. In fact, that's one of the things that really had a big, huge effect on me was 37 Signals has a book that you can download online called Getting Real, and one of the things that they had in there was embrace constraints.
Right.
Because if you know your constraints, you can then know how to get around those constraints.
Right. Right. So, and you always have constraints. They never yeah. end. If you want to be growing, the constraints never end.
In fact, I had to drag you out to do this podcast. I can't do this podcast unless you're here. So
right.
So he's a constraint.
I am.
If you can't tell.
I'm the ultimate constraint.
All right. So go check out www.theonlineempireacademy.com. This is the Online Empire Academy podcast. We will see you next time.
Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Online Empire Academy podcast. If you want real, actionable, and proven entrepreneur ideas that you can use right now, join us for free at theonlineempireacademy.com. If you've enjoyed this podcast, help us make more by rating us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. We'll see you next time.